KFIZ News Time is 9:40 as Fun Elect Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. It's Monday, May 24th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as we roll on in hour number two of the show. And let's welcome in our good friend Kathy Lumens from the Fond du Lac Senior Center. As we've told you before, our conversations with Kathy now every other week. So we welcome her back in as we look ahead to the rest of the month of May and start up the month of June next week with stuff going on at the Senior Center. Kathy, happy Monday. How are you this morning?
Happy Monday, Spencer. I'm doing well. How are you?
You're doing doing pretty well. The allergies kicking in big time with me this morning, so.
I hear they're bad.
You like to be outside. It was a nice weekend to get outside. A little bit kind of rainy yesterday for most of us, but was able to get outside for a little bit and avoid the rain, surprisingly, where I was. But overall, pretty nice weekend. But the allergies. I woke up this morning and tried to do an interview at 7:30, and like my voice is all scratchy and I'm sniffling. I'm like, what's going on here?
It's that double-edged sword, right? It's so beautiful. All the trees are in bloom and everything looks so pretty, and then everybody's got this itchy eyes, runny nose thing going on. But yeah, welcome to spring in Wisconsin.
That is true. Welcome to spring in Wisconsin. When we talk about a high of 84 on Tuesday, then it's 58 on Thursday too. That's gonna be crazy drop in temperatures, but holiday weekend coming up here looking pretty good, though, so let's hope that stays.
Yeah, and hard to believe we're already to Memorial Day, you know, and that next week is June.
Yeah, June 1st is Tuesday. Of course, the holiday falls on the final day of May, so we'll come back to work on Tuesday with a brand-new month ready to go, and, look ahead to 4th of July, and then look ahead to school.
Don't even say.
Sorry.
Don't wish away these next few months. You know, these are the months we wait for. Oh, but they do. They fly by. And the exciting thing, June, more things will be coming back to the center, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, we're doing that slow and steady reopen, and the numbers continue to support additional programs. And so it's pretty exciting from, you know, it's so great to see people back. A couple things going on this week that I want to mention. We do have one spot available yet for tomorrow's movie. We're showing Nomadland, which won several awards from what I understand. So it is, the room is full except for one spot. So if you're interested in attending, please give us a call and sign up so that we can have your name on the reservation list. We are doing everything by reservation only yet at this point, and we'll continue that until we're told we don't have to. Couple other things going on this week, though, that I wanted to talk about. Several groups meeting in the parks. Our walking group continues to go. They go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. They're year-round. But our Mahjong group has started back up. They are meeting at McDermott Park. So if you're interested in Mahjong or what that is, you can join with the group and watch, or they'll be happy to teach you how to play. They're a fun, welcoming group. Our Scamp Band has resumed their practicing. They're in Buttermilk under the band shell there at Buttermilk. And so if you have an instrument, if you know how to play, if you're interested at all in dusting it off, they are always welcoming new members along. So if you'd like to just get into a group of people that enjoys making music, give us a jingle and we'll connect you to the Scamp Band. Mm-hmm. Our ukulele group is also back practicing, so that's exciting. They also are another fun group. They sing and play. And then this week, Wednesday, we do have our phone-in hump day trivia. If you want to call and get a trivia question, and then if you correctly answer, we put you in for a drawing. On Thursday, the 27th, we have a Zoom presentation on stroke awareness. It is Stroke Awareness Month. You know, this is one of those things that the more you know, the better the outcome. And so there's a lot of things that the medical community can do for people that are suffering a stroke as long as you get attention immediately. And so part of the goal of this presentation on Thursday is just to share with people what to look for and how to understand when it's important to find medical attention and the things that, you know, how to tell if it's a stroke. And so we encourage people to join us on Zoom for that one. We do record our Zoom presentations and post them for people to watch if they can't make it at that specific time. So our Zoom things are all available online also for on-demand viewing. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to talk about next week a minute, since we won't be talking next week, and it's the holiday on Monday. So on Tuesday, which is the 1st of June, our Morning Express Fitness class is coming back for this summer, and they'll be meeting at Buttermilk at 9. So if you're interested in joining that Morning Express Fitness on Tuesdays, and then also our Thursday evening yoga is coming back in June. We do need reservations for that, so our number is 920-322-3632 if you'd like to sign up for either of those programs. And make sure you let us know if you're interested so that we can get your name and contact information to the facilitators and enjoy. And those are really well attended last summer, so we're excited to be able to bring those back. And then also, next week Thursday, next week Tuesday, right on the 1st, we've been doing online cooking classes as the pandemic has progressed, and we've been having some fun, you know, making different recipes. So somebody dropped off some books and magazines for us, and wrapped inside the magazines was a few older cookbooks, like cookbooks from the 70s. So we are doing on June 1st a mystery throwback recipe. We're going to pull a recipe out of one of those cookbooks and be like, these cookbooks are so much fun because they're talking about how to entertain. And it's back when the wives and the women of the house, you know, had heels and aprons and, you know, served their meals looking like they had just come out of the hair salon. And so we're going to do a throwback on Tuesday the 1st at 1:30. We'll do that on Facebook Live, and we'll make a recipe from the past. And so encourage people to tune on in and see exactly what we're up to for that. So,
very cool.
Yeah, the June newsletters will be coming out. Hopefully get them mailed middle of this week or so, and get those out. So if you're a Friends member, be sure you watch your mailbox for that. And then if you are not a Friends member, we have them available in the tote out in front here, and we have a wonderful volunteer who takes them out to the grocery store so that people can pick them up and see, you know, the different things that are going on. So like I said, a couple things coming back in June again, which is exciting, and we'll keep rolling things back out until we get to our quote-unquote new normal.
Very cool.
Everybody's favorite phase, you know.
Yep. Well, at least we're getting back to a new normal as opposed to going the opposite direction. I know it sound very simplistic and very obvious saying that, but you know, I was just talking to someone the other day, and it was like, yeah, we are sitting at these, you know, the case numbers, and you just look back a year ago with how things were going. We were told we can't do all these things, but now that we have vaccines and now that things are going in the right direction, it's good to have, you know, things open back up. You know, I was watching some basketball over the weekend, and there were fans, you know, jam-packed in the stands, and it was definitely a different feel, you know. So
I know, and I look back, it's hard to kind of comprehend everything that transpired in the last year and, you know, 2 months, because I think back to all the different times we thought we would be able to reopen. You know, first it was just 2 weeks we're going to be closed, and then we thought May 1st, and then we thought July 1st, and September 1st, and, you know, just to be able to start to slowly welcome people back has just been so awesome. And, you know, we'll jump through hoops if we have to, if it means getting people back in here and starting to offer programming again, because it's really awesome to see people. We had a movie last week, and it's just so great to have people back in the building. You know, our wood carvers are here right now meeting, and, you know, it's just, you go back and hear, you know, chatting and all those things that we have so badly missed over the last year. So it's, life is good. Life is good. We're happy to be where we're at, and, you know, safely doing what we can to bring people back.
Very cool, Kathy. Thanks as always. We will talk again coming up in the month of June.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Spencer. Take care.
You too. Kathy Lumens from the Fond du Lac Senior Center joining us here at KFIZ. Again, biweekly updates with Kathy. She'll be back on with us the first Monday in June, June 7th. We'll chat with her again just after 9:30 here on Fond du Lac Today.